today we have the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. It's striking. Jesus says to him, as he's riding along, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He doesn't say, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute them?" He says, "You're persecuting me." That's the radicalness of our baptism. That when we are baptized, we are truly incorporated into the body of Christ. That we become another Christ. That's a real thing. That Jesus is telling Saul, when you persecute the Christians, you're persecuting me because I live in them. We are one. I imagine, huh? Later on, obviously, Saul remembers quite a few of the details of what happened that day. And it must have bothered him, huh? That he was a part of the killing of St. Stephen, the first martyr. And how many times he must have said to Jesus, "I'm sorry, I can't believe I did that." And he heard those words over and over again, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And having that sense of St. Paul now saying, "I know, I'm sorry." But then Jesus having to convince him, "No, Paul, when you persecute yourself now, when you beat yourself up, when you won't drop the sin that I have forgiven, you persecute me because I now live in you." When we beat ourselves up, when we don't let go of past sins that we've confessed, may we hear the gentle words of Jesus saying to us, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Because he lives in us. And when we beat ourselves up, it's him that we beat up.